Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In 2011, catastrophe struck Will Lautzenheiser. He was just 37 and looking forward to making a big move west to teach filmmaking at Montana State University. And as he was packing his things, Will felt a chill and a cramp in his leg. No big deal at first, but the pain in his leg did intensify. And just 10 days after arriving in Bozeman, Will was in the hospital. Every organ in his body was failing. A vicious infection was killing the tissues in his arms and legs. Incredibly, though, Will survived. But in order to save his life, doctors had to amputate both of his arms and legs. Well, this is where the new documentary Stumped begins. It follows Will as he recovers from this devastating illness through to another incredible moment in his life, a double arm transplant performed in 2014 at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Will Lautzenheiser and the director of Stumped, Robin Burgess, join us now. Welcome to both of you. And Will, actually, I just wonder if we could start with, oh man, what must have been one of the most difficult moments in your life. Could you tell us more of the story about what happened back in 2011 when you woke up in the hospital and discovered what had happened to you?
Well, it was incomprehensible in a way because not that many days before I found out what happened to me, I thought I was absolutely fine. And in fact, I went into the hospital and said to my friend, I'll see you at the noon meeting, Bob. And that turned out to be the last time I walked on my own two feet. And so I wasn't expecting to end up needing to be intubated, needing to be resuscitated three times due to total organ failure. And I had no idea what hit me. So when the tube finally came out, I was transported two states over and didn't know it because I'd been in a coma for a few days. And the nurses said, Mr. Lautzenheiser, do you know what state you're in? And I said, I'm in Montana. And they said, oh, looking at me very sadly, you're in Utah. I thought, I have no idea what's going on here. And it took a lot of explaining when someone finally said, you're really sick.
Yeah. So tell me more then about, as if that wasn't enough, right? That when you found out the true extent of what being really sick meant.
It was incomprehensible to think that when I finally saw my limbs, they were black, they were necrotic, there were horrible wounds on them, and there was nothing to do about it. Necrosis would spread if it weren't cut out. That's the state of treatment right now. And so I had to make a choice to amputate all four of my limbs, and there was really, in a way, no option. So it was scary. It was nightmarish, surreal. And I just kept thinking, I'm going to wake up from this and it's going to be different. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult to come to the realization that it wasn't a bad dream.
Yeah. Well, we actually have a clip of you from the film talking about what happened. This is when you're at Improv Boston, though. So we're going to talk about Improv Boston here in a second. But I just want to play it again. This is from the documentary Stumped.
What really happened to me is I got toxic shock syndrome from a group A strep infection that went haywire and basically killed my limbs. And, that's not really funny. But I always thought before all of this happened that toxic shock syndrome was something you could basically only get from wearing certain tampons. That's not how I got it. And
So before listeners get mad about how tone deaf it might sound to hear laughter in this conversation, because we are talking about something so serious, I mean, that was you, Will, at Improv Boston. Can you tell us about doing stand-up around what happened to you?
Humor is just such a great healing mechanism, and it's also a way to kind of break down barriers. And so First, when I was in the hospital, you know, maybe my natural inclination is to make jokes, or I kind of have a kind of gallows humor personality anyway. Maybe this is the apotheosis of that. So my nurses and my other caregivers were able to make jokes with me too. And I think that that really helped my healing process. Just it helped me stay sane.
Yeah.
So later on, after I got out of the hospital and I was working on the movie with Robin, we both realized that we wanted to present the story in a public fashion. And it was actually Robin's suggestion to say, you know, you're pretty funny about this. Why don't you do it at a stand-up show? And I thought there was absolutely no way that that was going to happen. So I said, sure, let's do it. Little did I know she had connections. And it was only a couple days later that we had the show booked.
Wow.
So that was how that happened.
Well, Robin, why don't you tell us, how did you and Will first meet?
Yeah, so I was working for Boston University as a video producer, and someone from the College of Communication told me what had happened to Will and asked me if I could work on a news piece about him. And from there, it evolved into a short documentary. I really connected well with Will, and I was getting ready to move to Texas, and that's when I asked him if I could continue working on a story with him. And then when the Brigham and Women's Hospital approved Will for arm transplant surgery, I approached the hospital and asked them if I could continue chronicling his story with their team. And they were great and gave us full access.
Right. Because, I mean, that's one of the great things about the film, right? Because it brings together the remarkable story of Will and your will and survival and spirit and the medical science behind the double arm transplant. So, I mean, tell me, like, when did you first find out that you could be eligible for the transplant?
Well, I first found out about the possibility of arm transplants in the first place when I was still in the ICU in Utah in late 2011, because the Brigham had successfully completed their first double arm transplant with the patient Richard Mancino. And I received articles about it, and I thought there was absolutely no way I was ever going to be connected with that team. But once I came back to Boston, it turned out that through a series of connections, I was able to meet the transplant team. And at the time, I was so ill that it seemed like a remote possibility still. But they said, why don't you heal a little bit and come back in maybe a year and we'll reconsider. And I gained weight back and I gained strength. And when we started talking about it almost a year later, it seemed like maybe it would be a good possibility.
Well, we actually have another clip from the film. This is of your twin brother, Tom, and about his point of view before the double arm transplant surgery.
You know, Will would ideally and ultimately benefit from this, but it's also a huge sacrifice on his part to essentially put himself on the altar, you know, of science and medicine, and say, okay, I'm willing to risk it all for this.
Yeah, because there's no guarantees. There were no guarantees, right? I mean,
no.
Did you feel that way about putting yourself at risk on the altar of science?
I thought that I would be angry with myself for the rest of my life if I didn't try it once I found out that it was actually a possibility. So I was ready to go for it. And I thought it was worth the risks.
Yeah. So Robin, what was it like for you, you know, watching and documenting this part of the process? Because there's so much uncertainty and so much waiting.
I think that's the hard part about documentary filmmaking. And in this project in particular, we filmed over 4 years because it was Will's life unfolding. And that physical and spiritual transformation was used as a narrative structure, so it took time. So that's certainly a challenge, and you have to roll with real life, you know, when different things happen that are unexpected. But I think for me, it was really remarkable to see him get better over time. And then it was hard, too, to realize that, you know, he was risking a lot after he had healed to then go through this procedure.
Yeah. So Will, tell me more about after you had the surgery. I mean, because we talked about the realization right after you got sick when you came to and they were asking you about, do you understand the state that you're in? Here we have the other end of that, where you had a double arm transplant surgery. What was it like, you know, in the first hours and days after that step in your life?
It was incredible. I looked at the arms. I said, I think these are the most beautiful hands I've ever seen. I was so moved. The emotion is almost indescribable because it felt like, even though we'd planned it for so long, that the restoration was so unbelievable. And even though I still don't have my legs, it's, you know, the possibility of touching something again just seemed, it's really happening. It's really happening, you know.
Yeah.
It was dazzling. I was floating on a cloud in a way.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask some sort of just basic physiological questions about how your arms work now? How much sense of feeling touch feeling do you have?
I have quite a bit of touch feeling. It's not 100%. It feels a little funky, a little muted. Things are somewhat slower than they might have used to be. But it slowly gets better. So at first I had no sensation at all in the hands, of course, because we were waiting for the nerves to grow down. And if they grow a millimeter a day, that meant, you know, after a month, I only had 3 centimeters of feeling in my arm. And then slowly it's come down. And so I now have feeling throughout my hand, and it goes down to my fingertips.
Wow. Just that fact that the nerves do grow down into the arms, just that simple fact is remarkable.
It is. It's absolutely amazing to think that the body can have that power of restoration.
Yeah. And so you have feeling all the way down to your fingers.
Correct.
And how much strength and agility do you have with your hands?
I have fairly acceptable broad motor control, but I will never have fine motor control of my fingers. So I can't button a button yet. It's easy to grab an object and pull it to me.
Is it okay if I tell listeners that you put on the headset, the headphones that you're wearing here in the studio? Can I say that? Because it was awesome to watch you do that.
Sure.
Well, the only reason why I want to mention is that first of all, you did it. And it's one of those things that most of us will never think about how significant it is that our hands can actually pick up a pair of headphones and stick them on our heads. But you said it was the first time you've been able to do that.
I surprised myself. Yeah, it was dazzling. Very happy.
So can I just want to ask you, this is a question I know that you've had before, but because in the film you talk about how your arms are yours, but they're also your donors at the same time.
Correct.
Just tell me more about that.
Well, in the movie I use the Joycean word, his my, that's James Joyce. And I, in a way, still think of them that way because one couldn't possibly be more intimately connected to someone than to have a donor relationship. It's the most incredible and moving gift imaginable. So I use my arms as mine, but my donor is never far from my mind.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the film, Robin, there's a scene from a press conference at the Brigham. And the family of the donor says that that he gave the best hugs. Yeah, I mean, what was it like? You were the one of the primary witnesses to this journey. I mean, tell me how you were feeling as you watched, you know, Will get the surgery, and every day making progress after that.
Well, it's just remarkable to see how much he was able to regain. You know, and I think that, you know, from the scientific perspective, it blows my mind that it's possible. And also from, you know, just day in and day out, the things that we take for granted, being able to do those again now with hands is pretty awesome.
Will, how much farther do you want to go in terms of regaining the life that you had before you got sick? Because I haven't even mentioned you played the violin.
You know, it's an interesting question because my life has changed a lot, obviously, not just in what I've sort of lost the ability to do, but as I'm beginning to make more strides to get out of sort of the rehab mode and try to get back into things, I would like to teach again, and I'm working on a short film. So those are the things that were priorities to me, and it would be really nice to, you know, complete it.
Yeah. You're free to say that that's actually the wrong question that I asked.
No, you know? It's a great question because things have changed so much that it has, in a lot of ways, reframed some of my life goals.
Right.
And I have a better sense now of what things are important to me and what things are inessential.
Yeah. Now, do you mind if I ask, is there a possibility of leg transplants?
There is a possibility of further transplantation, yes. It's something that I'm exploring with the doctors. I haven't said no, and neither have they, would probably be the best way to put it. I've undergone a considerable amount of testing that would be required for it, and so far there's no clinical reason sort of not to. But there are a lot of unknowns about it, especially with the immune system and how potentially another transplant would even interfere or interact with the first transplant.
Right.
So if the legs were to endanger my arms, that would be a horrible, horrible situation. I think I'll have to make some mental adjustments to prepare for another couple of years of rehab if I eventually decide to do it. Mm-hmm. So there are some days I think I'd be absolutely crazy to do it, and there are other days when I think this would be incredible to walk on my own 2 feet again, in a way, my own 2 feet.
Well, the documentary is called Stumped, and Will Lautzenheiser, who received a double arm transplant in 2014. Will, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Robin Burgess, director of Stumped, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you, Meghna.
Also, by the way, hats off to the incredible transplant team at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Stumped was the opening night film on Wednesday at the Boston Independent Film Festival. The festival runs through May 3rd, and you can find a lot more information about Stumped, the documentary, and the festival at our website, RadioBoston.org. Now, I've got just enough time today to say thank you to the best production team in radio, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, Allison Bruzek. We also had help today from Sean Bowden and Caitlin Elizabeth O'Keefe. Tim Skoog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a sublime weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.